This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
All right. So glad to have you with us for hour number two. We have got a great ladies lounge ahead for you tonight. Three very special ladies. And I want you to be here. Rachel McCubbin. In fact, all three of these new or very, very long time since they've been in the ladies lounge. Rachel McCubbin, brand new voice to the ladies lounge tonight. I just met her filling in for the Wilkow show last week on the Salem News Channel, and she's all about term limits, and she's a great, great person. But she's got some hidden talents that I didn't know about when I interviewed her on Andrew's show. She's a former actress, and she's been a longtime pro-life activist, and she's very, very keen on how women are going to impact the elections in just 30 days. So we're looking forward to the discussion with Rachel tonight. That should be a lot of fun. Lisa De Pasquale is the originator of the Bright Email. You've heard me interview Kelsey Bowler and others that have contributed to that fine publication for a long time. It's undergone some changes. She'll kind of explain all that for us tonight. And we're going to talk about some Supreme Court cases that are already up and running. The court's back in session, believe it or not. And then she would like to be the lieutenant governor for the state of New York. She is the running mate for Congressman Lee Esposito, Lee Zeldin, as he is running for governor to replace Kathy Hochul. Allison Esposito is her name, and she gave up her job in the NYPD, and her father's a former chief of the NYPD, to make this run with Lee, and she's going to talk to us about just why. This election is so crucial. It's not just in New York and New York State and New York City. We're talking about every state across the country. Crime is taking a toll like you would not believe, and it's just going to be a very important. And I look forward to having a great visit with Allison tonight. I've not interviewed her before, so this will be the first time we've had a chance to get together. It is also October, and that means that we have a brand new opportunity between now and the end of the year. Sometimes I don a Christmas hat at this point in the year and give you a little Santa ho ho ho. But this year we are going to do hopefully what we've done in the past and maybe a little bit more when it comes to helping women who have no other resources, women who have no other chances, who have lost everything, including their dignity, their sexual privacy, their religion, their self-determination, and they've lost those things because they've had them stripped from them. I'm talking about the female slaves that are in northern Sudan, that are South Sudanese in origin. And I can't help but think about a young girl named Alec. And I just want you to try to picture in your head what this must be like. Alec was very, very small when Islamic raiders from northern Sudan came to her section of the country. And back then it was only one country. And she and her mom tried to run away. The Islamic terrorists basically caught up to her and her mom, kidnapped them, and forced them to start walking back with them to the north of Sudan, which is now a separate country, northern Sudan. On foot for days. When they finally got to the area where the slave masters were taking them, they cut them loose and gave them to a different slave master. And this slave master did incredibly heinous things. he was cruel to the mom. He would beat her. He forced both of them to undergo the mutilation of their own genitals under a thing called Islamic circumcision. And evidently, if you wish to be a good Muslim woman, which they were told that's the only way their lives would be saved, you have to literally cut out the one spot in your body that gives you any pleasure during the sexual experience. And this has happened to thousands of women over the years that are enslaved by Muslim captors. And in this process, they forced both she and her mom to have this happen. And then they took her mom away. They gave her mom to another slave master. By this time, she has been the sexual slave of four or five different masters. And then as Alec began to grow old enough to perform sexual activity, she was continually raped by the original slave master's three sons. In fact, the oldest son had three children with Alec in the time period of her captivity. And of course, when the children were old enough to be weaned from their mom, she never saw them again. They were taken away from her. This is the life that she lived for every year that she was in captivity in northern Sudan. But just a year ago, she was doing her job, and a slave retriever from Christian Solidarity International came across where she was and began to ask her, you're Dinka, your lineage is Dinka, you're from the south. How is it that you are here? And she was at first scared to speak to the retriever, but she eventually opened up and told her story. And as he learned that she was actually a slave that had been kidnapped during the Civil War, he said, okay, I'm going to help you. And some of you watching or listening tonight, last year, gave a gift that allowed Alec not to just become free as still a young woman, but you gave her everything she needed to start her life over again. So one of my listeners gave a $250 gift. That allowed the negotiation between the retriever and the slave master to take place. And the slave master said, well, what am I going to get if I give you her freedom? And the slave masters, it's very common in that area. They have cattle that suffer through the very intense climate. And the slave retriever had medicine. It's a vaccine of sorts called Nividium. It helps the cattle survive the bad portions of the incredible heat. And so for a $50 vaccine for his cattle, he gave Alec her freedom, and she went with the retriever. He freed a number of slaves on that trip, and they walked back to South Sudan on foot. When they got to South Sudan, and she was really very tenuous about understanding what was going on. Of course she would be. She had no idea that any of this was going to actually be what it was, because she spent her entire life being abused. She gets to the border of South Sudan, and they have this recovery camp that Christian Solidarity International runs. And she was able to receive medical attention for some medical problems that she had endured. She was able to talk to counselors. She was able to rediscover her given birth name, be retold of the town she came from, a bunch of stuff that just filled in blanks for her. And then she told her story to CSI personnel so they could write it down for her, so that she would have a written copy of what her story was, who she was, where she came from. And after she had spent several days, if not more than a week, in that camp, they gathered the rest of what your $250 gift gave her, which was a year's worth of sorghum grain, which she had learned how to grind and use very proficiently as a slave. They gave her seed for another full season of it, so she could plant enough to have food the following year. They gave her clothing articles, a Bible, because she came from a Christian background. They gave her utensils for gardening, for fishing, for eating. They gave her tarps to help protect from the weather. And they put all of this in what's called the quote-unquote bag of hope. Now, that's way more than what a bag will hold. But in addition to all of that, she got a little she-goat as well. And that she-goat is hers for life. All of it is for hers for life. And she can produce milk and cheese, do a microcosm industry for other things that will bring revenue and money to her life. And she is praying and she is hoping that she will someday be able to see her three children be freed and returned to her as well. But friends, tonight we kick off, and we started the year with 192 slaves on our list. We are down to 77 that we still need yet to free before the end of the year. And what better Christmas gift could you give these Christian women than to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, and give a gift of $250 and liberate one of these women for life. They are freed forever when that gift is given through Christian Solidarity International. You can also go to bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org, or 888-342-1010. Please, let's kick this effort off with a bang. 888-342-1010. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. If you have been listening to this broadcast for any length of time, you know that in the second hour every week for the last 9 years, we have dedicated to highlighting female voices, specifically because, and I say this a lot, people get tired of me saying it, but it doesn't make it any less true, that talk radio tends to be a vehicle managed by, programmed by, hosted by, and listened to primarily male people. And I just think that we're missing half the conversation. So I welcome women of all expertise to this hour and this microphone for very excellent conversations about the things that they are good at. And last week on the Salem News Channel, I was filling in for my friend Andrew Wilkow on his broadcast, and I had the chance to meet my next guest, Rachel McCubbin, who is a longtime politico in kind of conservative circles in the Kentucky state arena. She was an assistant state director for Rand Paul, but has been involved for a number of years. And I found out this week that she has a bit of acting in her past as well. So, Rachel, it's good to see you again. Just a few days ago, we were on the other show, but thanks for being on my show.
Thank you for inviting me. It's great to see you again.
When we talk about the role of women, and there's a lot that can be said about this election cycle in particular, about how women are being marketed to, how they're being campaigned to, how they are being reached, I think that maybe more than any election of my memory, we're going to see two different philosophies kind of play out here, where you have the kind of hard left going after the single-minded woman that's very pro-choice and very much trying to scare her into thinking that she's going to have, you know, some man trying to control her body. I mean, Stacey Abrams said as much just a couple of weeks ago about there not being such a thing as a heartbeat in a baby that's six weeks old. But I think it's also important to note that the pro-life movement's never been more vibrant and, committed, and nearly every pro-life group in the country is headed by a woman. So there's this great debate post-Dobbs of who's going to do the better job of reaching women, where they are, and what issues are going to matter to them. And Rachel, I'm just curious, as someone who's been involved in politics to the level that you have, and a little bit in the the media and acting side, what is your sense of where we're at this go around, at least from what you're seeing and people you're talking to?
I think you can measure progress with women's engagement in many different ways. There have been some wonderful female candidates at every level. I'm connected with some local races in my community, and just really proud to see that from, you know, city council right on up the ladder, that we have women engaged. And often one issue will bring a woman into the arena, but that's true, I guess, with anyone. Something gets your attention and you decide you think you can make a difference there, and so you make that big plunge into being a candidate. But the pro-life issue is one that has brought many people into politics, and I would consider myself one of those people. That was sort of the first awakening that I had with regard to the impact of public policy on real life, and then it just blossomed from there. And I think we would welcome women and men who look at the pro-life issue as you know, maybe their principal issue, and then see them blossom in other areas of public policy interest once they find that they have a voice in their community.
Well, I find it somewhat hypocritical by the left to constantly feel like they have to scare women into supporting them. And I think one of the things that the reaction post the Dobbs decision that may have surprised a lot of people, it didn't really surprise me as much, was how actual little reaction there was to that decision by everyday women. Now, you've got activists that are out there ginning up anger and trying to create a stir on many levels. And continuing to, by the way, say some things that are scientifically untrue. The Stacey Abrams incident was actually very fortuitous because it was kind of like a little peek into how they approach that issue. That they literally have to lie to women to try to convince them that men are going to try to take control of their bodies. And the idea that, first of all women are kind of monolithic and pro-abortion in their viewpoint is one thing. But when you talk about stages of life and women that have had children or tried to have children, and you go through kind of the whole spectrum of what life is for a woman, it seems to me that the Dobbs decision has not had nearly the backfire that I think the activists really want it to have.
Except that the pro-choice fundraising effort has been pretty substantial during this period. Kentucky has a constitutional amendment on the ballot this year. It's the second ballot choice this year in Kentucky to basically say that there is no hidden right to an abortion in Kentucky's constitution. We're calling it Vote Yes for Life. But there's a ton of money coming into the state to defeat that initiative. And I think that obviously the Supreme Court decision has driven a lot of that fundraising success. I'm still hopeful that that ballot initiative will pass.
Yeah. No, I think that you're not the only state trying to do that. And we saw what the big money did in Kansas, which is a pro-life state. But that influence and kind of a depressed turnout made that happen. Let me ask you, speaking of a depressed turnout, what is your sense that inflation and crime and all the other things that people are dealing with, particularly women, are going to be at the actual motivators that get people to the polls?
I think inflation will be the big driver this fall. I just went to the grocery store this morning, and every time I go, I'm thankful that I'm at a stage of my life where I'm not having to worry about buying enough food to feed three or four children. But I do worry about young families trying to put gas in a vehicle and pay for groceries that are just going up and up and up. I mean, it's just almost like monopoly money when you see what the register comes up when you check yourself out. Of course, no one checks you out anymore. You've got to do everything yourself and still pay more for the groceries.
You wonder how the prices keep going up when they keep reducing staff.
I know. It's crazy.
Well, my own personal experience of that, my lovely bride does all the shopping. I'm very,
you're spoiled.
Chauvinist, all the way through. But no, she goes out. But I went out to just pick up some cereal and milk the other day because we were low. And I saw for the first time a gallon of milk posted at $15 in the milk aisle. And I was like, wow, this is a different universe that we are living in now.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Your passion project these days is term limits. In just a couple of minutes that we have left, just give us the elevator pitch on why and why you think they're so important.
Well, if I could give you a little illustration, while at the grocery store today, I was wearing my term limits T-shirt, and while I was checking out, somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, "I love your T-shirt. We just need more of us that feel that way." And I said to him, "You know what? There are plenty of us that feel that way. In fact, 82% of Americans believe that it's time for term limits for Congress."
All right. Termlimits.com is where you go to do that. In terms, I would encourage you to do that. Rachel, thanks for spending some time with us. And please come back. Love to have bright, informed, and well-spoken women to represent that other half of that conversation that I was talking about that I feel like we're missing out on far too much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The New York City Police Department on Friday identified four suspects who were allegedly part of a group of people wearing neon green bodysuits on a Manhattan subway train who attacked two teenagers. The suspects were identified as Keonti Alston, Myram Youssef, Dariana Puguero, all 26, and 34-year-old Emily Soto as being among the group captured on camera punching and tossing around two 19-year-old women in the Times Square subway station early Sunday. As gas prices have risen for 15 consecutive days and OPEC announced production cuts, which could drive prices even higher, Fox News contributor and former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove argued Republicans stand a good chance of gaining control in the Senate after the midterm election on Cavuto Live Saturday, as inflation remains a top concern for all voters. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
One of the things you know about me is that for the longest time, I have been purposefully intentional in including more female voices in talk radio than any other host that's out there in America. Just a total. And I've always explained it like this. Talk radio is an industry that is programmed, hosted by, advertised to, targeted by. It's all about men all the time. And I thought, you know what? By not having the female perspective join us on a regular basis, you're missing half the conversation. I've always felt that way. And so long before there was any Me Too or anything else related to the modern women's issues of the day, I was already out there championing this. That's why I started a thing called the Ladies Lounge, where I was like, okay, we're just going to hear from women in this hour each week. And my next guest has been on in several different capacities, but I'm glad to have her back. She was also the one, you heard Joe Concha talking earlier about, oh no, I think Larry O'Connor mentioned it in my discussion with him about having met up with me at a CPAC when he, that was where he met me for the first time. Well, I think I met this lady for the first time through CPAC. She used to do the enormous heavy lifting of booking and running that conference each year. But Lisa De Pasquale, a successful author and contributor and founder of The Bright Email, but now the sole publisher, writer, producer of that project as well, rejoins us. And if you want to get The Bright Email, you know I've been a fan for a long time. Getbright.substack.com. Lisa, it's so good to see you again. Thanks for being back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Last time I saw you, I guess, was in studio in New York.
Probably so. I think that was around the time that your book was out, and we had a chance to converse over that. Well, in today's issue of Bright, you take a little fun at the VP's expense, which, you know, she just keeps serving it up on a platter, so we may as well enjoy as much of it as we can. I'm going to get to what she said about the relief efforts for Hurricane Ian in the next segment, but go ahead and give me a quick reaction to your thoughts on that.
Well, I'm actually originally from Florida, so that, you know, anything that relief would be based on anything other than need is pretty ridiculous, because there's just so many other factors. Like, it would be like if a tornado went through a 100% white neighborhood, that you would still rebuild the houses in a different neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just very similar to other things that Kamala says. It's just very distracting from the real issues, and also shows that they're kind of, I mean, it's weird to say that Kamala is a book learner, but I mean, that she's kind of used to only dealing with these issues.
No, in theory. Yeah, no, you're
internet,
exactly right.
You know, not in reality.
Yep. No, and I think that what's sad is in some of this stuff, and now, you know, the first day the equity quote was everywhere, and now today the thing that's across social media is she's walking past a reporter as he asks her about it, and she just flat out ignores him, and that's being published everywhere. The thing is, they all think it's a game. They all think they're cute by, you know, just an inch and a half further than they are. And they all think that this is just some sort of fun little, crazy little game that they're taking us all on. And it's not. This is actual life and death. This is the actual government of our United States. They're actually running our national security. There are actual ramifications for their economic decisions. Like, it matters. And to have these, like, I don't know, Tweedledee and Dumb there in the number one and two seats, it's really infuriating. Moving on, let me get to another story that you covered today, the Supreme Court to hear important voting cases. What is going on? I mean, we're not in a Supreme Court session formally yet, but we're getting a preview of what's coming up.
Yeah, so these aren't cases where they'll be starting to hear arguments, so we're not going to hear the outcome, you know, I guess unless it's leaked, right, for, you know, the next few months. So certainly nothing will be decided by November elections. But there's a case out of North Carolina that is basically going to the heart of a lot of the problems that we saw with 2020 and judges making pronouncements, aside from the state legislature, about early voting, voting in person, all of those types of things. So at the very least, it could be settled by 2024, and is basically deciding or reaffirming whether or not state legislatures, you know, have this independent state legislature theory where they can, you know, make the laws for that state. And then in Alabama, there's redistricting or gerrymandering case, basically saying that in this case, the way that it was redrawn disenfranchises black voters. That one I haven't really read that much about, but, you know, like I mentioned to you before, it seems like there's always some kind of gerrymandering case because both sides do it, you know. It's been done on both sides to the detriment and the favor of both sides.
This is just one more reason why what you do in November of this year and in a couple of years does actually matter. Well, I've been a subscriber, a happy subscriber for years, and I think you guys do a great job, and I want people to know about it. Getbright.substack.com. Lisa, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we continue to draw closer to the elections of 2022, and while there is no presidential race on the ballot, there are a lot of important races at the top of the ticket, not the least of which in some states are governors, some states are U.S. senators, and some states are both. And in New York State, there's this very interesting story that's unfolding here, because The mainstream press is desperately trying to make everyone think that this race is a blowout and that it's completely one-sided and there's no way that the Republican can possibly break through. And on the other side, you've got a little engine that can in Congressman Lee Zeldin, who still serves his country in uniform, has been an incredible congressman for the state of New York, and is just working his fingers to the bone to tell every New York voter that he's going to do the things that everyone's been promising to do, but nobody's delivered on, like get stuff done by way of criminal justice reform so that we can stop sending criminals back out on the street the moment they get arrested. And someone who cares an awful lot about all of those issues are his running mate, Allison Esposito, who is a former NYPD herself, and that is her legacy. Her father was NYPD Chief Michael Esposito, and Allison Esposito joins us now for the next few minutes. Allison, welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Let's talk a little bit about, because I think people, if they live in the city, they understand. If they live in the outer boroughs, they may not. And if they live across the country, they certainly don't have the same recognition. But I was in the city just this last week a couple of times, Allison. And neighborhoods that I was, you know, very familiar with going to on a daily basis just a couple of years ago before COVID felt very different to me. And in a lot of ways, I've got to think that that is just the experience of every New Yorker magnified times 10. Just how bad is the street crime problem in New York State?
So I hate to even have to answer that question, because 25 years, almost 25 years of my life has been dedicated to making this city safe, to making the people of the city of New York safe so that they can run in Central Park, so that they can enjoy the lights of Broadway, so that they can go travel to and from work safely, so their children could be in the parks and on the swing sets and in, just enjoying the city.
Right.
But right now, there's a different feel. You have political officials that are trying to tell New Yorkers not to believe their own eyes, not to believe that the feeling they have on the street is real. You walk out on the city streets right now, you see people in mental crisis. We have a problem with mental illness. We have a problem with homeless people that are walking the streets in crisis, yelling, screaming, throwing things. They are randomly attacking people in some cases. You have crime that is running rampant through our streets and in our subways. Year to date, just major transit crimes are up more than 43%. That's more than 500 extra victims for the year. If you look at the subway system in the last 28 days, the NYPD stats saw 182 major crimes. You know, that's more than six victims a day for major felonies.
Wow.
I have to think that New Yorkers are walking the streets or traveling to and from work and going, well, is today the day that I'm the victim? It's a horrible feeling for me to think that New Yorkers feel like that.
Right. Well, especially with your years of service, and you saw some of the toughest parts of service. You served in the Bronx, and you were also on the gang unit. And I'm just curious, since bail reform has gone into place, what types of changes have the units like the gang unit seen in their day-to-day activities?
So that's true. I was in the gang unit. I was a lieutenant in the gang unit. I was in the South Bronx. I was on the SWAT rescue team, ESU, and I was a commander in multiple places in Brooklyn. And when I was a commander in Brooklyn, that's when you saw the bail reform take effect. And it was amazing. But it was immediate, the change that we saw. We saw them letting people out, and within days of January 1st of the 2020 bail reform, they were getting rearrested for robberies or shootings. And then 7 days later, I had an individual that was shot himself after being arrested for robberies, 6 days after getting released. It was absolutely immediate. The fact that we're not giving judges the ability to weigh dangerousness, flight risk, potential of reoffense. This is absolutely unacceptable. Now, criminal justice reform needed to happen. And the argument is, if two people, one rich, one poor, first-time offense, low-level, potentially property crime, maybe petty larceny, one shouldn't sit in jail and wait while the other one gets out on $100 bail simply because they can't afford it. But when you're talking about repeat violent offenders that have no business on our streets, bail reform, it went too far in New York State. We have to repeal cashless bail.
Yeah. Well, it's so bad here, and I can't believe that other states and other cities are picking it up. Like, Chicago and Illinois are going to implement it this fall, and you're like, what are you, nuts? Have you seen what's going on in New York?
That doesn't shock me, given the state of leadership in Chicago.
That's true. And let's talk about that. The quality of leadership, in my mind, Allison, means that you have to, on some level, be able to tell the voters the truth and what the actual situation is if they are to trust you. And it seems like the current group in Albany want to trick the voters of New York, not tell the voters of New York the truth. Am I off base there?
No, sir, I don't think you are. And I don't think it's only the officials in Albany. You know, New Yorkers aren't stupid. We are quick-witted. We are witty. We are just a fast-paced group of individuals that are incredibly astute and can see what's going on. And they want us not to believe our eyes. Now, you have even political officials, like a councilwoman, Tiffany Caban, that's telling people in Queens that the subway crime is a one in a million possibility. A one in a million possibility. Days prior, you saw a woman in her district stomped out by a vagrant man in Queens in the subway station. And then days after that, we had that horrific murder of the FDNY lieutenant. You know, it in her district. And she's actually handing out flyers to local residents and businesses, asking them to find some way else to deal with violent criminals or emotionally disturbed people other than calling the police. And she suggested that maybe they can distract them by spilling their soda or saying, didn't I go to school with you?
That is well said. Allison Esposito, thanks for being here with Kevin McCullough. Come on back between now and the election. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's been favorably compared to Dolly Parton as kind of the next coming of that great star. She's the bell-bottom queen, the unapologetic Lainey Wilson.
Sound of Lainey Wilson rounding out Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, we will see you next week.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.